Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors back in the NBA Finals for the sixth time in 8 years after their 120-110 Game 5 win over the Dallas Mavericks to win the Western Conference Finals in five games. Klay Thompson, 8 three-pointers, scored a game-high 36 in the win for the Warriors. Andrew Wiggins chipped in with 18, but it was Steph Curry, named the first-ever Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP, new award this year. Curry averaged 23.8 points per game in the series. So it's the Warriors who end the run of the Dallas Mavericks, and here we are again. Mm-hmm. Feels like 2018 up in here, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. In the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6 on tap tonight. Celtics hosting Miami at TD Garden. Trying to close it out are the Celtics, who are still listing Marcus Smart and Robert Williams as questionable for tonight, despite the fact that they played a combined 50 minutes in Wednesday night's Game 5 win. Miami's Tyler Hero also questionable for this evening with a groin strain. Tip-off is at 5:30. We might have the matchup set by as early as tonight.
There was a great story. I don't know if you read the story by Dan Le Batard yesterday about Pat Riley and just how amazing his career has been as a culture builder. Did you see it out of curiosity?
I did not, actually.
It was amazing. And you step back and you realize, yeah, that guy directed Showtime Lakers, the Ewing Knicks,
the Miami Heat,
and now the Miami Heat. And it was really talking about how, while everybody talks about building culture, there's a few guys who really do it.
Yeah.
Where it lasts.
It's too bad he wasn't better at building that roof he fell through in the winning tie episode.
New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson has been cleared without any restrictions to resume basketball activities. The former number one overall pick out of Duke missed the entire season with a right foot injury. Since entering the league in 2019, Williamson has played in only 85 of a possible 232 Pelicans games, including the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it. But if he's healthy and engaged and in shape, add the New Orleans Pelicans.
So I got
to
add that team to the list
now? You got to add them to the list.
Oh, man.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
You haven't heard the rumors that he's going to be traded for Ayton? Zion for Ayton, up?
We'll get into that next. The Los Angeles Dodgers just don't beat the Diamondbacks. They torture them.
Oh.
They steal their pride and their lunch money.
Uh-huh.
Thursday series opener at Chase Field was another example of one of those types of wins. L.A. romps 14-1. Dodgers jumped out to a 6-0 lead after two innings, never looked back. They pounded out a season-high 24 hits. Their previous high was 15. They almost got 10 more than that. All nine players in the Dodgers' starting lineup had at least two hits, with Freddie Freeman leading the way. He went 4-for-5 with a home run, 3 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Christian Walker provided the only D-backs run with a solo home run in the sixth. Same two teams tonight, Madison Bumgarner against Ryan Pepiot. 6:40 first pitch. You can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Carolina won a pivotal Game 5 over the Rangers 3-1 in one Eastern Conference semifinal. And the Edmonton Oilers got an overtime goal from Connor McDavid to beat Calgary 5-4 and dispose of the Flames in five games in the Battle of Alberta.
Yeah, Connor McDavid's turned out to be a pretty good hockey player. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
I think he's got a bright future.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's last.
The Oilers move on to the Western Conference final against the winner of Colorado-St. Louis. Here's something for the local fans. Three of the six teams still with a pulse in the NHL have former Coyotes goalies between the pipes.
I noticed that.
Mike Smith in Edmonton, Antti Raanta in Carolina, and Darcy Kemper in Colorado.
And Kemper, yep. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that
What's
insane?
What's Nikolai Habibulin up to these days?
That's insane.
Pac-12 announced its early season football matchup times, and for Arizona State, they will start the season by hosting NAU in Tempe. That's Thursday, September 1st at 7 o'clock on Pac-12 Network. Then in week two, they'll travel to Stillwater to face Oklahoma State at 4:30 on ESPN2. Week three has them hosting Eastern Michigan at 8 o'clock on Pac-12 Network. And the Arizona Wildcats, man, what a schedule they have. They will travel to San Diego State in their opener at the brand new Snapdragon Stadium. Isn't that a cool name? That's Saturday,
yeah,
September 3rd, 12:30 on CBS. Week two has them hosting Mike Leach and the Mississippi State Bulldogs in Tucson at 8 o'clock on FS1. And then in week three, They host FCS champion North Dakota State on FS1 at 8 o'clock. That might be the toughest non-conference schedule in the country, especially for a team that's not very good.
Right.
It might be the toughest schedule for me to stay up and watch with the 8 p.m. starts.
Yeah. Oh, I saw.
I don't want to hear it, Jared.
I saw Sarah's tweet about it. She'll be down in the old Pueblo on the field.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You can catch me on the I-10 at 2 a.m. those days.
Oh, no.
Arizona State Sun Devils stayed alive in the Pac-12 baseball tournament. They knocked off Oregon 4-2 in an elimination game. They will now face Arizona today in another elimination game at 3. The Wildcats in that game after losing their contest against Stanford 15-8. And the ASU softball team, seeded 8th in the nation, hosting Northwestern in an NCAA Super Regional Best of 3 series at Farrington Stadium in Tempe. First of the 3 games is today at 5. If you're not headed out to watch, you can catch it on ESPNU. There you go.